Welcome to The Composer Next Door. This is Rob Diemer, and I'm the host of this new program that is being broadcast from the studios of KCSC-FM on the campus of the University of Central Oklahoma in Edmond. For the next hour, I will introduce you to living American composers from a specific region of the country and to their creations that bring us closer to our own culture as well as broaden our vision of the world around us. Please join me as we explore new works composed in our own backyard and the unique individuals who create them. Composers may be the ones who create music, but many times it's the performers who initiate that creation through commissions. So what exactly is a commission, you ask? In a nutshell, a commission is the act of hiring a composer to write a musical work. There's usually a monetary component to the commission, which is how many composers make their livings, and I've known commissions to range from a handshake, to a beer, to a pizza, all the way up to six figures. There are several musicians and chamber ensembles in this country who have made it a part of their mission to commission new works, and today I'd like to introduce three of them to you. All three are made up of instrumentations that are somewhat atypical in the music industry: a solo saxophonist, a violin and guitar duet, and a quartet of percussionists. The fact that the repertoire for these combinations is relatively small compared to those in more traditional genres like solo piano and string quartet only makes the need for commissioned works all the more important. Our third commissioning performer today is a soloist on an instrument that is yet to be truly embraced by the classical music community, the saxophone. Brian Sakawa, however, is doing his best to remedy that situation. Brian is currently enjoying a thriving career as a soloist, giving recitals and performances across the country and abroad that feature works by some of today's youngest and most cutting-edge composers. He's premiered over 40 works for saxophone and has performed with several major orchestras, including the St. Petersburg Symphony, the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, and the New World Symphony. His recitals have featured works for solo saxophones, saxophone with electronics, and saxophone with percussion, which he performs with his newly formed saxophone percussion duet Non-Zero with percussionist Timothy Feeney. Just a few weeks ago, Brian sent me several works from his upcoming CD, American Voices, that is to be issued in July, and two of which you'll get to hear today. This first one is a transcription of a work by New York composer Michael Gordon called The Low Quartet. According to Gordon, he thought it was time to give the bass instrument some action, a clumsy, fast-moving, hard-driving dance like fat cows grooving. He wrote The Low Quartet for the low instruments of the world. Written so that it could be played on any low instrument, Brian Sakawa has chosen to record all four parts of the piece on the baritone saxophone. Now let's hear Brian Sakawa perform The Low Quartet by Michael Gordon.
Thank you.
That was the Low Quartet, composed by Michael Gordon, with all four parts being performed by Brian Sakawa from the upcoming CD American Voices on the Innova label. If you'd like to find out more about any of the composers I've featured on The Composer Next Door, as well as links to the recordings you've heard, check out our website at thecomposernextdoor.org. And if you happen to know any composers I haven't featured yet, send me an email and I'll try my best to feature them on an upcoming show. Brian Sakawa doesn't just commission new works for the saxophone, he also researches and discovers lesser-known works that he feels should be played more often. But how does this happen? How could a composer put the time and effort into a piece and then let it sit on a shelf gathering dust? Easy. Composers, especially good ones, tend to be pretty busy. It's much easier to put one's energy into writing new music than into the constant struggle needed to publicize one's works after they're written. This is pretty much what happened when Brian Sakawa decided he wanted to play a work by Boston-based composer Lee Hyla. After some digging, he found a short, spiky piece called Pre-Amnesia, which has many drastic shifts in volume and mood, as well as many quick leaps from low to high and back again. Let's check it out. This will be Pre-Amnesia by Lee Hyla, performed by Brian Sakawa on solo alto saxophone. Lee Hyla's Pre-Amnesia with Brian Sakawa on solo alto saxophone on Brian's upcoming CD American Voices on the Innova label. And that brings this edition of The Composer Next Door to a close. I hope you've enjoyed hearing some of the newest music being written today, and that you can join us next week when I take to the road to discover new music and living composers across the country. The Composer Next Door is brought to you with the assistance of the Kirkpatrick Foundation and is broadcast from the studios of KCSC-FM on the campus of the University of Central Oklahoma in Edmond, Oklahoma. I'm Rob Diemer, and thanks for listening.